Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse, and with me, as always, is my good buddy Reese. What do you got for me?
Okay, so I'm not from Canada. This accent is a bit different.
I thought you were from the Valley.
No, I'm actually not from the Annapolis Valley. I'm from a place called the Valleys, which is similar, which is weird.
Oh wow, that was bizarrely coincidental. Yeah, that was a good joke. I wasn't being clever.
The Annapolis Valley is one valley. I'm from an area where there's like loads of valleys all crammed together. It's great. Everything's uphill or downhill.
The crammed valleys is what they call them.
Crammed valleys. So when I came to Canada, you know, I'm from an English speaking country. You know, there's not huge cultural differences between Canada and the UK. But there are differences, and I know there some things are different. Like you say things differently.
I've noticed that once or twice. Yeah,
the food is different sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the food is different.
I was going to say better, but our food is not. We don't have good food.
depends where you're eating. I think it depends where you're eating.
If it's based on maple syrup, that's the only good food we've got.
Yeah, the maple syrup's better. That's definitely so. But I found. Luckily, you know,
Interesting side note. Did you know that 80% of the world's maple syrup all comes from Quebec?
Did you know that 50% of all the world's lakes are in Canada?
I did not know that. That's crazy. Yeah.
So that when the next world war happens over fresh drinking water, Canada's going to be the main place where it all happens, I guess.
Yeah, the states are going to come into Canada searching for water of mass consumption.
Exactly. So Winnipeg, Lake Winnipeg, or what is it? Lake Winnipeg? What's it called? The big one. What's the big one there?
God, I don't know.
I don't know.
Googling Lake Winnipeg. Oh, look, Lake Winnipeg. Lake Winnipeg is a very large, relatively shallow lake.
So you'll have a million Americans turn up with straws in about 15 years' time. And that's how World War III will start.
Right. Where's this heading, Reese?
So anyway, I don't know.
A long-winded intro. I'm sorry to our listeners.
I was going to say, so the... Well, you know, one of the things that can be helpful sometimes is to get advice on how to settle in and how not to offend people from a different cultural background. Because you can do
things. I still need that advice, and I was born here. That's
exactly. Yeah, you do. You offend people all the time.
I do. Now, can you give me your guy, and I'll just pay him, and he can show me how to. That's who did you go to?
I didn't. I just made all the mistakes and learned from them.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
So there is an organization, a government website called Global Affairs Canada. And it's run by a third party group called the Center for Intercultural Learning, where travelers can learn about
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Etiquette and cultural information about different countries. And they talk about Canadian society, and it's a guide. You can read through it and learn how to talk to Canadians. So this episode is called How to Talk to Canadians, and it's based on this
section. Hold on. Did this help you at all?
No, I found it like last week. I mean, it's 2 years.
Okay, right, yeah, all right.
So some of this stuff is gold. So
how to talk to Canadians. How to not how to talk with Canadians, how to talk to Canadians. Like I almost like
or as I do, how to talk at Canadians.
That's what most of these podcasts are, yeah.
Before I go into though, I've got to tell you there is a section called Cultural Information Stereotypes, and they've deleted the whole section but kept the title. So I don't know if some of their stereotypes were too offensive.
Go on the Wayback Machine, see if they capture a copy of it. Like,
so here we go. So it starts off, how to talk to Canadians. And I've just grabbed bits of this that made me laugh. Good topics of conversation are work, studies, the weather, one's house, vacations, sports, especially hockey, American football, baseball, water sports, and increasingly soccer/football, and other leisure activities. Generally, Canadians are not comfortable talking about salaries or personal finances and tend to steer away from discussing emotions.
What? Where are they getting this from?
I'd love to sit in on a Canadian therapy session where they just discuss the weather and sport, and they never talk about how they're feeling.
Where are they getting this information from?
I don't know. This is
it bizarre just seems so... and not true, by the way. Like it's
just... Yeah, you're not. I mean, if you walk up to someone and go, "How much money do you make every year?" I don't know any society where that's fine.
Right. Yeah. But how are you feeling? Which is, you know, responded with like a glare and silence. Like, I don't think that's just not what we do. Like, well...
like in Wales, you tend to say to people, "All right," as saying hello. And I've just said all right to some Canadians, and they've gone like they looked at me as if I'm concerned about them. Like, no, I'm fine, I'm okay. Like, so that is a cultural kind of like mix up, but they weren't not comfortable talking about their feelings. They were kind of going, no, I'm okay, why are you worried about me? But I would say it, no, now I would say it, I just go, good day, it's so much easier, and it just ticks the British stereotype box,
right? Which is nice, it's lovely.
I bid you good day kind of thing. So
what else is in the website? I'm curious.
Men in particular are proud of Canadian beer and hockey, although women are increasingly a part of this subculture.
Oh my God! Who wrote this thing? This is is this an official government sanctioned website?
It's a government website.
Oh my God! This is amazing. So,
virtually, and this is my favorite one. Virtually all Canadians are eager to distinguish themselves from Americans.
That's very true.
But I love this advice. The best way to impress most Canadians is to show what you have noticed is different from the United States. So I noticed you don't have Disneyland up here. Beer is a lot cheaper in America.
Not the fun things about America that we don't have.
Where can I find Las Vegas in Canada? So, this is good as well. Humor should be approached with caution in Canada, as in other places, because the sense of political correctness is very strong in many social circles. So basically, I don't think that political correctness is a barrier to making jokes. It's just a barrier to making racist jokes.
Right. So it could have just been a bullet point. Don't make racist jokes, which exactly. Is, you know, good advice pretty much anywhere, honestly, I think.
It also says that the East Coast of Canada, people are more robust and a tougher.
Robust?
They have tougher and more tolerant limits to humor. So you can make fun of people on the East Coast of Canada.
We're talking about fishermen. That's yeah, all exactly, they're talking yeah. about. That's it. That's
exactly. Just fishermen can make fun of them.
Yeah.
And this one is bizarre. So it says, speak directly and in an assertive manner to avoid misunderstandings while ensuring not to appear aggressive. So how do I got to be direct and assertive but not aggressive. How are you, Jesse? No, that's too much. Tell me how you feel. I don't know.
No, we can't talk about emotions. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the weather? Is that too aggressive?
No, that's perfect. That's exact. I mean, you sound like a Canadian now. That's
the weather is somewhat concerning. I do hope it improves over a period of time.
But don't tell me how you're feeling about it. How was the hockey game? Yeah, that's right.
How did you feel about the hockey game? I have no personal opinions on the hockey game in terms of emotion. However, they did win.
It is now time for sleep. Thump, snore. Yeah,
this one is great. Canadians jealously guard personal space and privacy, making them very reserved people. Because Canadians don't have space, so they jealously guard the little space they have in their massive country.
Who wrote this thing?
When lining up in a public place, the bank, for instance, Canadians require at least 14 inches of space, and some people need more.
Bring your ruler.
Well, like, what's weirder than standing too close to someone is measuring the distance between you and somebody else.
Now, hold on, everyone. This is for a government website. Don't move. And he just gets down on all fours and takes out his tiny little ruler that he got in elementary school that he never threw away. And he starts measuring the distance between each one and then averaging. And while the bank manager is just watching him do this, this is what I'm picturing. And he's like, and he's all proud of himself. It's like 14 inches. Which should be centimeters, by the way. This is Canada.
Yeah, and this is a Canadian government website. I'm going to admit it's probably not the best part of the government website. Also scorned are some personal habits associated with other cultures, such as clearing one's throat aggressively, not wearing deodorant. Exactly like that. not wearing deodorant. You put some deodorant on. Burping in public, slurping, chewing with one's mouth open, or spitting. I mean,
I think like
everyone in Wales loves spitting.
This is just like really good advice in general for the population of the planet. Like,
I've never been to a country where spitting is acceptable.
Well, I mean, if you're on a llama farm.
Maybe. Yeah, but you're not a llama, you're a human being.
Right.
The okay. Llamas have got an excuse. They're llamas. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, it's.
Or you're that dinosaur off Jurassic Park that with a flappy neck.
Flappy-neckosaurus. Yeah. No,
I, yeah, exactly. That gets the guy off Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember, you know, after college, you know, I was like, where should I go? Oh, maybe, you know what? I want to visit Italy. And all of my friends are like, no, don't go to Italy. I'm like, why? Oh, they spit all the time and they chew with their mouths wide, wide open. Just don't go. I'm like, okay. And that's why I didn't go to Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's got, and then we've lost all of our Italian listeners.
Exactly.
All three of them. You know who you are.
It says in English Canada, because it says in French speaking parts of Canada, people do the kiss on the cheek.
I just said this wild image of me visiting Italy and just seeing like a family of Italians sitting around the dinner table, all like eating with like wildly opening their mouths to chew, not speaking, but taking breaks to spit. I could just, that's that image.
I've been to Italy and that's not how they do it. There's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of kind of... just people enjoying food, and the meals tend to be pretty impressive. Exactly.
Okay, I'm glad I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm glad.
You've never left North America, have you? You've never been to Europe.
I've never been left. No, I've been all over Canada. I've been all over the States. I've never left North America. I want to leave North America badly. I want to get the hell out of here.
But yeah, there's people do things different in different cultures, but generally speaking, this is
ridiculous.
This is I love this one. In English Canada, good friends will sometimes hug each other. Generally, men do not touch other men beyond the standard handshake unless they've reached a fairly high level of comfort or they're playing sports.
Like, what? Who is this being written for? What countries out there are going to come to Canada? And if they don't read the information on this website, they're not going to know. And they go and they meet some. Oh, hey, this is my friend Bob. And they go and they give them a long, long, warm hug that lasts for 60 seconds. Maybe a bit of nuzzling happens because that's just part of their culture. What country does this?
Like, I'm just going to smell your hair.
That's how we say hi.
Well, I think it's Saudi Arabia where men hold hands in public as a sign of friendship.
It's India, actually.
I think there's quite a few countries that do.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. And if I get this wrong, please write to us and let us know. But I was told this by a friend who went to India to do a documentary, and the producer just started holding his hand. And he's like, oh, what's going on? He's like, oh, goodness, I'm so sorry. This is just what we do here. And they explained it that because there's arranged marriages, that means there's no dating. Because there's no dating, you don't get used to physical intimacy with the opposite sex while you're growing up until you're married. And so because physical touch is so important between human beings, guys will just get together and cuddle and watch movies, and it's non-sexual, it's non-romantic, it's just part of their culture. This is what I was told. Again, if I'm wrong, please write and let us know. But I was taught this, and I thought that's fascinating. That's very, very cool.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Canada, but it looks like... No.
India is not boring.
Right. It's not boring. That's
apparently also Canadians find a lot of hand movement while talking distracting or even annoying. And see it as a sign of security.
Most people gesture with their hands constantly.
I know.
I'm doing it right now and no one can see me.
but that's because you're insecure. So
right. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. No. The other piece of important advice it gives is about dress sense. So the common dress code for offices is informal to casual for both men and women in general. Canadians wear very dark, somber tones.
What the fuck?
In summer, white and brighter colors are permissible.
Permissible. Permissible. So you don't want to know what happens if we find someone wearing dark colors in the summer. Oh, buddy, turn a blind eye. Let me tell you. Oh, it's about to go down.
In the winter, you've just got to dress for a funeral. And then in the summer, you're allowed to break out the pastels. It's fine. But then at the bottom of the website, it says, the content of Country Insights in no way reflects official policy or opinions of the Government of Canada, Foreign Affairs and International Trade Canada, or the Centre for Intercultural Learning. So basically they wrote all this, and then at the bottom they go, we don't want to associate ourselves with any of this. So if you're one of those people that you just skim read and you don't bother reading the disclaimer at the bottom, you're going off with all this advice. Quick, we need to go and buy some grey and dark brown clothes for the winter and measure ourselves between people all the time, which is actually a thing now these days, but it's 2 meters.
Right, exactly.
It's just, I'm glad I didn't find this website when the day that I moved to Canada, because I think...
I'm kind of sorry you didn't. I think that our friendship would be totally different, honestly. Exactly. So how's Reese, Jesse? Well, I mean, he's from Wales. I guess this is just what they do there. But he's dressed like a goth all the time in black. He only talks about sports and he never shows emotions.
Never. He would open up
about his feelings. He's constantly asking me how I'm doing. Am I all right?
Exactly. He just seems to care about other people's feelings more than his own.
It's very considerate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So did you enjoy learning about how to speak to Canadians?
Oh, man, I now know what I've been doing wrong my whole life. Perhaps I'll get some friends now. This will be great. I'm going to go burn my wardrobe and learn about hockey. Yeah, it's
perfect. Cool. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. This has been Canadian Politics is Boring, and this episode, I hope, has taught you how to talk to your fellow country person.
Yes, if you have any examples of how to have you, if you have any videos or of talking to your fellow Canadians using the newfound advice that we've just bestowed upon you, please send it to us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. And leave us a review if you like the show. That's how we grow. We grow by reviews on Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts and let us know how fantastic we are.
Cool.
Assuming you think we're fantastic.
Yeah, if you do think we're fantastic. If not, like I've said before, go for a walk. Just don't do it. No bad reviews, just long walks.
That's our slogan.
Exactly. So thanks very much.
Thanks so much for listening and putting us in your ear holes. Have a great one.